Moncrief on News Talk.
You are listening to the Moncrief Show on News Talk. 087 1400 106 is our WhatsApp number. Now, here's a new thing you may be doing but shouldn't. It's called boomer asking, and for a change, it doesn't involve slagging off people of a certain age who have worked hard for their whole lives and deserve everything they have. Irish Independent columnist Kirsty Blake Knox has been writing about this phenomenon. Afternoon, Kirsty.
Hi, how's it going?
Right, so this takes three or more distinct forms, does it?
Yes. So the boomer ask basically is when someone kind of sidles up to you and asks a seemingly innocuous question and then skims over your answer and kind of uses it as a launch pad to just kind of start wanging on about themselves and what they've been up to. And there's three different types of doing this. Like, for the first is when someone's looking to brag. So, you know, ahead of the bank holiday, someone might ask you if you've got any plans, and you'll tell them that you're planning on de-icing your fridge freezer, and then they'll tell you about this incredibly exotic trip they're going on, or this amazingly fantastical weekend they have planned, and you realize that they never really cared about your fridge freezer or indeed you. So that's kind of the bragging aspect. Then there's the complaining one, where they'll kind of ask you a question and then just use it to kind of go on about a pet hate of theirs or a kind of run-in they've had. And then I think the last one is more of a neutral one, where it's just people using you as an opportunity to talk about things like what they dreamt of that night. And I find that the most offensive, because they're the really, really boring stuff. At least with the bragging and the complaining, it can be interesting. But it's when someone goes on one of those long-winded shaggy dog stories that doesn't have any point, that you really feel like you've lost precious moments of your life.
Yeah,
I'm listening to them.
And is this a particular trend, Kirsty, or is just like, because there's always been, you know, somewhat narcissistic people with us who will talk that way?
I think so, but I think it's kind of it was like reported on in the Wall Street Journal this week, and I think the reason why it affronts people is because, first off, it's happened to everyone. I think everyone's been in a situation where you realize that someone has zero interest in you and they're just love the sound of their own voice and hearing about themselves. But it's also kind of like it creates a sense of distrust, because you get the impression someone doesn't really care, it kind of makes you a bit like less inclined to kind of talk openly with them. So they were saying it's a real conversational foul, because it kind of ruins the conversation you're currently having and will ruin future ones, because people won't want to engage with you. And they also asked people who do it, why do you have this tendency to throw a question out just so you can talk to yourself? And they were saying, well, it's kind of a bit crass, isn't it, just to start spouting on about something. At least this kind of couches it a bit and makes it look like I'm interested in the other person. But I actually prefer if someone just came up and said, oh my God, you won't believe where I'm going on holiday.
Yeah.
Rather than kind of making you feel inadequate. You know, I do think with complaining, there's a strategic thing that sometimes someone will ask you, oh, what did you make of John's comments over the weekend? And they might say, well, John's my brother. So then you'll know to back off. Whereas if they say, oh, he's an idiot, then you can kind of go ahead with the complaining. So I kind of think sometimes when it's a complain one, it's actually strategy based, because you don't want to end up slagging someone off and then finding out it's their husband or wife or
yeah, that's fair enough. Yeah, that's completely careful to be careful about that. But that kind of, what are you doing at the weekend? And they're, you know, going to Tahiti or something.
Exactly.
That's
and
so
you feel
dishonest.
Inferior then. Yeah, yeah, and you feel inferior. You're kind of like, and I think one of the other reasons it irritates so much when you realize someone is doing it is because we've all done it ourselves. So I think it's kind of this moment of guilt we have at our past selves when we've kind of done a version of it. Because I don't think it's possible to go through life without at some stage boomer asking. You know, I know I've definitely done it sometimes when I ask my partner, how was your day at work? And he starts talking. I'm like, yeah, never mind. So I think we're all guilty of it.
Yeah, I've got that too. I've been asked, how was your day at work? And then the question is quickly answered for me. And then we move on to the more interesting day at work.
Yeah. Or you're halfway through an anecdote and they ask something completely unrelated. You kind of think maybe they aren't actually listening to the word I'm saying. So yeah, I think we're all guilty of it. But yeah, like they were saying, it can kind of, if you do it continually, it can mean that people, it kind of breaks the flow of an organic conversation, and it can make people less inclined to engage with you and chat to you or look for your kind of opinion, because they just know that you're always going to, use any opportunity to kind of shout what you think. So, long term, it's not a good thing to do.
And just for clarity for people, it's called boomer asking, but not because of boomers.
No, I mean, we really blame boomers a lot for a lot of things. But this is because of the boomerang that you're throwing something out purely to get it back. It's not because boomers do this. I mean, I don't think we could say that they are the only people in the world. It would be very unfair. It's the boomerang thing rather than the boomer generation.
Yeah, and in your column at the end, you've taken it a bit longer and you have your own kind of guide of what people should and shouldn't say in conversations.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think that I hate when people do monosyllabic answers, like where you kind of say, what have you been up to? And it's like, yeah, no, maybe. And sometimes that's so frustrating. I feel like saying to people, do you understand how a conversation works? There's a to and fro, you know, you've got to kind of meet me halfway. So that, I think, is the rudest thing someone can do. Just even if you've got nothing to say, I'd actually rather someone just invented a story or lied about something than just kind of grunted answers, you know, because it's really, really frustrating.
But if someone says, how are you? I never know how to answer that question. Does that mean they want to know how I am or they just want a stock answer?
No, I think they want to know how you are, you know,
I
think that, yeah, like I definitely, when I ask people, how are you keeping or what have you been up to? I do want them to elaborate beyond just saying grand, you know, or how are you yourself? Because it makes it more interesting. And I also, my other thing is that if anyone ever says that's interesting or how fascinating, generally that means that the conversation is incredibly dull and you need to wrap it up and just move on to something else. Because I kind of think those are kind of warning signs that maybe it's not an encouragement. It's maybe that they're actually just kind of bored out of their brain. So I think that's really important. And also not looking over people's shoulder when they're talking to you and scanning the room. There are other kind of things. That's pretty rude. I just kind of think there's other ways to kind of get out of a conversation, feign illness or pretend to take a call. But just looking over someone's shoulder is pretty rude as far as things go.
Yeah. Kirsty, that was really interesting and fascinating. thanks very much for talking with us today. That was Kirsty Blakenox there, columnist with the Irish Independent. One texter says, come on. Maybe these people are just shy, awkward people making a hames of small talk. Could be that. Yeah, you're absolutely right. It could be that. We all should be perhaps a bit more generous.
Moncrief on News Talk.